It's Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell. And with me today are Café Musique, two members anyway of the quintet that resides on the Central Coast and travels around the world playing music. Dwayne English plays accordion for Café Musique, and Bryn Albanese plays violin and sometimes sings with Café Musique.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being with me today.
What a pleasure.
Yes, we're happy to be here too.
Café Musique has a new album coming out. It's called Ebb and Flow. It's your fourth album. And for anyone on the Central Coast who doesn't really know about Café Musique, you describe yourself on your website as being gypsy, swing, tango, folk, and wild classical.
Yes, finally we have an identity, if you want to call that. But we're really genreless, I like to say, because I really don't think that there is a genre that we're afraid of tackling.
You do a fair number of original tunes, and then you do lots of traditional tunes and, and folk and classical music as well. Tell me about the process of choosing what to put on the album.
Well, there's been an evolution over the last couple of years of the band, musically speaking, and a lot of that was driven by personnel changes. You know, over the last 13 years, there's been 10 or 11 people involved with the band, but the current configuration solidified about a year and a half ago, and it focuses on instrumentals with the interplay between the accordion and the violin, but it also focuses on the songwriting abilities of Craig Nuttycombe and the fact that we have three backup vocalists with Bryn, our bass player, Fred Murray, and Eric Williams, who plays anything that has strings on it.
And he's the newest member of the
band. And he's the newest boy in the block. And all this has helped us come to a conclusion on the various tunes that we put in there, which vary from hard driving. The very first song on the album, Lieber Tangle, Astor Piazzolla's classic tangle, starts out with a gunshot on the violin. It just,
yeah,
boom.
It's like letting the horses out of the gate.
It's breathtaking.
Boom. There it is.
There's this power that just jumps out at you immediately, but what makes the band so enjoyable, I think, for all of us musically, and Fred put it best, Fred Murray, our bass player, we can be big, but we can be small. And so the album captures that. There are some real sweet songs, instrumentals, waltzes, ending up with the very last song, Ebb and Flow, which is the title cut from the album, which is very gentle and very warm.
A Craig Nuttycombe original.
Yeah, and it's a tribute to growing old.
The master of the major seven chord.
You've noticed that too.
Yeah.
He's good at it.
Yeah, it's so sweet. His music is just so sweet.
Yeah.
And everybody has a smile on their face when they listen to Craig sing and when they watch him and listen to him and when he channels Mr. Rogers.
Whereas with Lieber Tangle, we're hard at work and we tell people to stand back because of the moving parts involved with it. And we just shot a video featuring Lieber Tangle.
The video.
In Giuseppe's in San Luis Obispo in their bar.
Trevor Lawrence, who's a local videographer, he is just fantastic, this creative, wonderful storyteller. He came to us with his story of Libre Tango, and now we're doing a professional video with him. It should be out by April 1st.
Tell me about this Stefan Grappelli tune, Sweet Lorraine.
Well, I was going through my books at home. I have a bunch of music books, and I noticed I have transcriptions of Stefan Grappelli solos. And Sweet Lorraine came into my view, and I kind of started playing a little bit through it. And then I went to YouTube, and I listened to Grappelli and Django Reinhardt play this together. And I was like, it was exactly the notes that were on the page. And I said, I want to learn this. I want to see if I can at least come a little bit close to the feeling that Grappelli gives off. You know, at least try. And if we think it's good enough, we'll put it on the album. And so we did it. And so I like to call it the channeling Stefan Grappelli. I try every time to do it. And it also features Eric Williams and Fred Murray playing beautiful solos as well in it. So it's a swing aspect of our band that we would like to concentrate more on in the next few years.
You know, I say this during live shows, but I got to slip in that there are an amazing number of very talented violinists in this world, and technically they play music perfectly, but few play music as passionately as this gal sitting across the table from me. And when you talk about your hope of taking a Stefan Grappelli tune, some of the most complicated music ever performed, and infusing emotion and feeling into it, you did it.
Aw, thanks, Dwayne.
And it's on this album.
And I play it on my carbon fiber violin. And there's two tunes on this album that are played with a carbon fiber violin. It's a Lewis and Clark. Lewis is L-U-I-S and Clark violin that I've wanted for the last 20 years. It's a black carbon fiber violin, and I've put bling all over it. I've put Swarovski little flat.
It's part of the passion effort.
Flat back crystals all over it, and I'm starting to add more and more to it.
She hadn't played one note on it, and she pulled it out and put bling on it. I mean,
and that doesn't affect the sound?
No, not at all. And I took it to Yosemite. I went camping in Tuolumne Meadows. It was like 30, it was freezing at night, and I opened up my case, and the only thing that's wood on there is the bridge. And I touched it. It was, you know, freezing, and I was like, oh, well. And I took it out. I played. It was like totally freezing in the middle of the night, and it was fine. And I was like, this is awesome.
And I'm assuming that you wanted such a violin specifically for touring and
for festivals
traveling
too. We're really hoping to get into the festival scene next summer. But for next summer, you know, just being not worried about my violin out in the 100-degree heat in the stage. That's, you know, it's 95 on the stage in the shade. I don't have to worry about my instrument as much. I have to worry about me, but not my instrument.
You're on a label, Mesa Blue Moon.
That is exciting, because what it means is that now we have a possibility, more than a possibility, we will be distributing the album to a much larger audience, and we'll be doing more touring. We'll be able to reach, you know, to a larger demographic and get our songs out to more people, all because of Mesa Blue Moon. And we're just super excited.
All of your recordings up to this point were self-produced, I'm assuming, or at least self-distributed.
Yes to both.
Yes.
It's still self-produced, Mesa Blue Moon. offered to produce and manufacture the CD, but we have such a high level of confidence in our process in the past, we decided to stay with it and recorded it and produced it and mastered it up at Sutton Sound Studios in Atascadero. So real happy with that, and we actually did it under budget and on time.
Fred Murray, our bass player, was the producer, mm-hmm. and he spent over 200 hours in the studio with Rick Sutton and mixing and making decisions and listening, and it was a really fun process, I have to say.
Telling us what to do.
It was great.
Well, it's always good to have somebody who's got the vision and can help guide everyone else along.
It's a big deal.
So that it's cohesive.
It's a big deal. And ultimately, the decision, to keep something or to toss it out was his with, the band input. But we gave him, the power, if you will, to make the hard decision on certain things. And it's great to have somebody willing to assume that that role, let alone somebody that's in the band. As Craig is fond of saying, the process was almost fun.
That's Craig Nettycombe, who plays guitar and sings in the band.
Yes.
And it was. It was a fun process, even when, it came down to pushing ourselves to reach our deadline of getting the album out by the end of this month.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guests are Cafe Musique members, Dwayne English, who plays accordion, and Bryn Albanese, who is a violinist and does some singing on the album. And we're talking about their new recording, Ebb and Flow. It's their fourth album out on Mesa Blue Moon, and it's coming out very soon. You said that it's going to be
shipping March 25th, so we'll have it. We'll have it for distribution the next day, the 26th.
Tell me about the process of recording the album.
The process, there's the technical, there's the creative, there's the financial. It's a small business. But here's what you're doing with a recording. You're trying to capture what you do on stage. You're trying to capture what you do in a live environment and put it into a box. It's a real challenge. And there's not a band out there that doesn't in some way address that challenge. The Grateful Dead, early on in their career, for the first 10 years, would never do a recording because they felt it defeated the purpose. Their whole existence was about live music. So we go into, the studio with the idea of catching what we do best, and that's playing our instruments, our melodies, our harmonies, and our rhythm, and capturing that in the studio, in a small studio. So we actually do have, we aren't sitting there, all five of us or six of us playing at one time. We have a rhythm section. Three or four of us come in and lay down the rhythm. And then the melody makers come in afterwards.
The melody maker with the rhythm, which is a lot how we did this album. Like if Dwayne was lead melody on one of the tunes, then he would come in with Eric Williams and Fred Murray on the bass. And then one of our three percussionists that are on this album. And that would be Jennings Jacobson, Daryl Van Druff, and John Astaire. And so that was also a very good formula.
But there'd be a counter melody person, too. Mm-hmm. You always had someone to come in to fill the gaps. So that was a process that really worked well. And then Fred would just simply stand over us and say, okay, let it rip. And that sounded pretty good. But, Dwayne, you need to run over the very beginning of that one scale one more time. Let's do it again. He would, exhort us to keep on playing and playing until it came out as close as possible to what he felt was representative of a live performance. And it took about 8 or 9 months in order to put together 12 tunes.
So you already mentioned some of the differences between your previous albums and this album. One is that you are focusing more on instrumentals. What are some other differences?
Bringing in Eric Williams.
Oh, yeah, Eric.
And his instrumentation. We have bouzouki. We have ukulele. We have 12-string.
We have a charango.
We have a charango.
These are all instruments that Eric plays.
That Eric plays. Not all at once.
Banjo.
He tries. And, I play banjo.
Actually, Dwayne plays banjo in this album. Another really big difference between this is that on our previous albums, if you heard any harmonies in the voices between Piper and Craig, they would do harmonies together. But if Piper was singing a song on her own, she would do all the vocal harmonies as well. But we decided to experiment with four voices of Fred Murray, Craig Nuttycombe, myself, and Eric, who is a wonderful harmony and melody singer. And it works. So we have three tunes on the album by Craig. One is called Morning, which is a post-release from 1970s, somewhere in the 70s. Mm-hmm. It came out with his partner Dennis Lambert. And then Circle of Fours and Ebb and Flow. And all the vocals that you hear are the four of us.
Morning, dear morning, here you are again. Tell me what's in store today. Maybe a new love, maybe an old love. I just might make this one alone. Maybe erase all the time and the space from my arms. I could try.
And so I like to call that the palate cleansers of the album, because when you get a Craig Nuttycombe tune, it's usually very happy in the major sevens, you know, and it helps balance out the dark, evil side of our album, which I don't think there's much of that this time. But
so you have three percussionists on this recording, and yet there is not a percussionist in the band. When you are doing gigs out and about, do you have a percussionist?
Oh, yes.
For the most part. For the most part. I mean, we'll do gigs where there's just the five of us. But when we have high-profile gigs, shows, of which all the CD release shows we consider high-profile, we bring a percussionist in with us. And as you can imagine, these three guys are busy. And that's why we have three of them.
You have some CD release concerts coming up in April all over the place, most of them on the Central Coast, but you're going to be at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley.
Yes, that is exciting. Our first time at Freight and Salvage on our own bill with just us. We've been trying real hard to get back in there, and finally we have been accepted to have our own night, which is a CD release up there. So we're really excited and honored to play there.
You have several dates coming up throughout the Central Coast in April. If someone wanted to see your tour dates, how would one find out?
Well, the old website's the best way, cafemusique.org. And if you've never heard of our band before, that is cafemusiqueorg. We keep that updated pretty good. The schedule is there, and there's a bunch of pictures, and there's music, there's videos, and lots of stuff on the homepage telling you what we're up to and what we're going to be doing.
And do you have any tour planned in the near future?
Well, Bryn and I are going on a riverboat cruise. We're joining Inga Sweringen in October.
That's in Bordeaux, France.
That's in Bordeaux, France. That's a big one. We're really excited about that. We're currently putting together some tours. I'm not at liberty to really discuss them since they're not confirmed, but that's one of the goals for this band, is that we're looking at Washington and Oregon markets as well as Colorado markets. We've managed to break into the Modesto market. This is big for us. We're playing at Gallo Performing Arts Center.
It's got more seats in the pack here in SLO, so we're really excited about that.
We've got a real strong presence in the Bay Area. And once again, with Mesa Blue Moon, we're going to push our presence out beyond the Bay Area and start going up north. And hopefully we'll have some tours solidified here in the next 2 or 3 months that we can publicize.
Well, thank you so much, Bryn Albanese and Dwayne English of Cafe Musique.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a pleasure.